Bluetooth mode.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who's on the line.
Hey.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Yvonne. Happy Wednesday to you.
She said she wanted to pray for her sister Mona.
Oh, got it. Okay, thank you. Okay. Prayer for Mona. Okay, thank you for letting us know, Yvonne. And happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
Good morning. This is Tatiana.
Good morning, Tatiana. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Can I request a prayer for myself? I feel like I'm losing my way.
Okay. I'm writing that down now.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and happy Wednesday to you.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, dear Sister Yvonne.
to all. Have a blessed Wednesday.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to you.
Good morning, it's Sister Tracy. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Good morning. Love your cheer, happy mood. Happy Wednesday to you.
Can I put in a prayer request, please, for me?
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
I will be traveling on business tomorrow to Atlanta, Georgia. I'm leaving out of SFO at 8 o'clock in the morning. Can you guys lift me up in prayer for a safe flight, please, and thank you?
Yes, certainly will. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Dallas.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. God bless everyone on the call. And thank you, and hey, hey, it's Sister Lisa.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Wednesday to you, and hey, hey, right
and
back to you.
I want to put in a prayer request to pray for the young man in Oakland. Last weekend, a young man, 18, lost his life. So I don't know his last name, but I'm praying for his comfort, for his mom. God knows who they are. So I just heard about it. I just so brokenhearted, but I know God knows it all. So thank you.
Okay. I'm writing that down now.
Yeah, 18 years old, shot dead in Oakland. So thank you.
And was this yesterday that he passed away?
No, that was last weekend.
Okay, last weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Minna King Tracy. It's Yolandra. Good morning.
Good morning, Yolandra. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
Can I put in a prayer request, please, for...
Okay, hold on. Just one moment, Yolandra. I'm quickly writing down this last prayer request. Sorry about that. I want to make sure I get yours right, too. Okay, I'm ready, Yolandra.
I'm praying for my dear friend, Michelle. Michelle, and she was the C word. Praying that God will just turn that situation around. Thank you.
Okay. Prayer for Michelle for healing. Okay, thank you. Good morning,
this is D2.
Oh, good morning, D2. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning before we begin the hosting?
Good morning, this is Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Juanita.
Good morning, Juanita. Happy Wednesday to you.
Good morning. This is Faith.
Good morning, Faith. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's Deidre. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Deidre. Happy Wednesday. Okay, at this
Good morning,
good morning. I have multiple people. Good morning to all. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Valuable. I'm sorry, family, and I know y'all get tired of it, but it is so, so, so important for the greeter. If you guys please try to put your prayer request in the app ahead of time. It takes her a lot of time to try to write it down, try to get it right, try to make sure that even the prayer word coming behind her has all these requests. So if you guys can please use the app as much as we can. We know that situations happen where you can't do it, but if you can please try to make sure that we are putting those requests in the app ahead of time. It helps the time. It helps us to get the prayer request specific, and it saves, it helps everybody, the greeter, the prayer warrior, and then makes more time for the declare. Okay, declarevictory.org. I love you. I promise you I'm not battering, but it just really, really helps the flow. Love y'all.
Thank you so much, Rochelle. I really appreciate that. Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to please place your phones on mute and we'll begin the hosting. Good morning, everyone. My name is Valuable Valicita and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to continue joining us for the duration of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each Declare's focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's Word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed as well. There are two announcements today. Today is the day that Declare Victory fasts for anything that you maybe believe in the Lord for. If you'd like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, when we'll call back into the same phone number and have a quick closing prayer. Second, we'd like to offer you an opportunity to put God first in the area of your finances. Our mission at Declare Victory is to offer sound declarations based on biblical truths, along with prayer during the week and outreach participation to serve our communities in need. Will you partner with Declare Victory by giving to support our mission? There are three ways to give. You can give at declarevictory.org or through PayPal at paypal.me/declarevictory or through Cash App at $IDeclareVictoryNow. We pray many blessings of our Heavenly Father be returned to you for your giving and trusting in Him. We have some prayer requests. The first one is from Yvonne, and she's asking for prayer for Mona. Tatiana is asking for prayer for herself. She feels like she's losing herself. Tracy is asking for prayer for traveling Grace. And Lisa is asking for prayer for the family who lost a loved one that passed away last week in Oakland, and he was only 18 years old. Yolandra is asking for prayer for Michelle for healing. The order of the call is as follows. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Raven. Declaration will be brought by Dion. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the Declare. I'll repeat the order. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Raven. Declaration by Dion. And then closing comments hosted by the Declare. The scripture for today is 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of His holy word. At this time, we ask that you please place your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to Raven. Have a blessed day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you and bless you for another day that you've allowed us to see. We thank you for giving us the use of all of our limbs and faculties. We thank you that you're good. We thank you that you're worthy, that you're awesome, that you're a kind Father. And before we ask you for anything, we just want to ask you for the right to forgiveness. We thank you for forgiving us. We ask that you will forgive us for all of our sins that we've committed, whether we've known that we've committed them or not. We ask that you would just relieve us of those sins. We ask that you would excuse us of those sins, wipe those sins clean
clear our pathway with you, our record, make it straight, make the pathway straight, that everything that we've done up until this point be considered null and void, anything that has been done against your will, our lives. And so, God, we believe that in our morning prayer, in our morning time, in our morning devotion, our morning time with you here on Declare Victory, that we would meet your face, God. We thank you that we have an opportunity to greet you this morning. We thank you that we have an opportunity to come before your throne of grace humbly and boldly, and that we would obtain grace and find favor even in this moment. And according to your word, that is what we can do today. And so we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your healing virtue, God. We thank you for healing our hearts. I know there are so many people that are dealing with grief. There's so many people that are dealing with internal pain and internal wars. Even the prayer requests that have gone up today, God, there's so many this morning. So, Father, we thank you for Yvonne and her prayer request for Mona. We thank you for Tatiana and her prayer request for herself, God. We thank you for traveling mercy that you provide for Tracy and the family that is affected or impacted by the death of the young man in Oakland. I ask that you would touch that family as well, God. I thank you for touching Michelle's body and providing healing for her as well, God. We know you to be an able God. We know you to be a way maker. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a provider. We know you to be a Father that knows all, and you know that all thing is well in your hands. And so we thank you for providing us for with the needs that we have, God. You've never left us alone. You've always been there, even in our trials, even in our worst circumstances, even in moments where we didn't understand who we are, who we were, who we're supposed to be. We know that we can trust you. We can depend on you. We can lean on you. And we know that in your hands, we will not fail. And so, Father, I ask you now that you would uplift us. You would hold us high, God. Those of us who are struggling with dealings in our personal lives, God, I ask that you would heal the broken hearts, God. Those who are struggling with finances, I ask that you would give direction, God, to those who are struggling in their finances, those who are struggling in their home lives. Maybe they're struggling to manage being a parent. God, I ask that you would handle those situations as best as you know how, because you know how. God, we know that you are the capital in every situation. And so I ask that you would be the leader that you are, God, and do and work the most miraculous situations that you can, God. I ask that you would touch those who may be dealing with health issues and health concerns, God. You know their needs. You know their concerns. You know what they're dealing with. God, those who are struggling with possible mental concerns, mental issues, God, I ask that you would touch those people as well, God. Oh, God, I ask that you would do something special for all of us who are present on this line. Perhaps someone may not be dealing with anything in anything personal, God, that they can think of, God, but I ask that you would sift through and go through the hearts and find the things that we may have covered up and we may have buried a happy face over top of these things and these issues that we may not have addressed. God, I ask that you would uproot those things as well, God. Bring them to the forefront and allow us the opportunity to bring them to your throne of grace, God, and lay them before you, God. Show us our errors. Show us the areas in which we need you most. Show us the areas in which we've covered up and that we've not handed them over to you, the things that we've tried to fix ourselves, the things that we've messed up even further, the brokenness that we may have come to you for before and then we've overlooked it or forgotten about it. God, I ask that you would fix the brokenness, God. I ask that you would mend the brokenness, God. God, we know you to be the God who can do anything but fail. And so, Father, everything that is in your hands, which is our lives, I ask that you would fashion them in the way that would be pleasing to you. God, I ask that you would touch the speaker today, God. Touch Dion in a special way. Continue to Rest your hand over her life. Rest your hand over her mind, over her mouth, over everything that she touches, over her body. God, that every word that she professes for your glory today, God, let there no flesh be glorified in your sight. God, that the word that you've given her, the word that you've given her, God, the message you've given her, let her speak those words from your heart, God. Be the instrument that you've created her to be. Oh, God, we thank you for every person that is present on this line, every person that is called in. We ask that you would go to every household, every doorpost, every vehicle, every job, every home, every bedside. God, go to every individual, God, and meet their needs. God, whatever it is that is ailing, God, I know that your people are struggling in many areas right now, God, and I ask that you would just continue to be the God that you've always been. Show us how to come to you, God. Show us how to seek you first, the kingdom of God, and all of your righteousness be added unto us. But we must first turn away from the things that you don't like, the things that you don't approve of, the things that you've already spoken to us about, the things that you've kind of tapped us on our shoulder to turn away from. God, remind us you're here for us. You're rooting for us to give up those things and hand over the things we can't handle. And so, Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we acknowledge your name because you're worthy to be praised. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last. God, you're every breath that we breathe. God, you're every song that we sing. You're responsible for us being able to even pray, God, and to speak your goodness and to speak how well you are to others, to witness your goodness and your greatness to other people who don't know who you are. God, let us be a living testimony today, God, that anybody that we encounter today would see the glory of God hovering over our lives, that they would see your goodness shining through our smiles. God, that we would remember not to frown today, God, that we would remember that everything that we do and everything that we say and all that we are is a representation of who we walk with. And I know that we walk alongside Jesus the Christ. And so we thank you for sending Jesus on the cross to die for our sins, to redeem us of the sins that we've committed, redeemed us from the sins that we have not yet committed. Father, we thank you that you've been committed to us and you are going to continue to be committed to us as we continue to submit to you. God, give us the platform to submit even more, God. Oh, God, I ask that you would continue to make the pathway straight. Every crooked path, God, you have the power to straighten it. God, I ask that you would go to every household and every disagreement that has taken place, even through last night. God, I ask that you would create the platform of peace, God. Oh, God, I ask that you would lay the foundation for children to be more obedient to their parents, that even parents who may be in households with their children and they may be subject to having care from their children. God, I ask that you would make peace and pathway straight in those areas. God, give us the wisdom that we need to be all that you've created us to be. Father, and as we take our phones off mute, I ask that you would go to every mouth that speaks even here right now. God, and that fashion every lip, every person that speaks grace. God, I ask that you would fashion their lips. God, as we come off mute and begin to lift your name high above the heavens and the earth, God, I ask that you would just continue to get the glory out of our lives. Continue to get the glory out of the words that we say. Continue to get the glory out of where we go, where we place our faith, that everywhere we are. We thank you that even now in this moment you're able to hear every prayer at the same time.
For your consistency, for your faithfulness, Whether or not you realize it, we have erected an altar at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God knows what time it is in all the other parts of the world, but we know without a shadow of a doubt that Monday through Friday there is an altar that's been erected because of each and every one of you. Know that we would not be able to do it on our own. And I am, without a shadow of a doubt, thankful. Thank you, Valuable, this morning for hosting and greeting. Thank you, Niece, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And thank you to each of you prayer warriors that have also lended your voice. I want to ask a question real quick, just because I have new headphones on. Am I coming through clear? Somebody can send me a text and just say yes or no, because I have some options, thank God.
You're good, girl.
Okay, cool. Excellent. So I'm torn between two messages this morning. I've studied one thing, but I have been meditating on something else. I was going to hold this until I have an opportunity to do something. I'm going to say in open forum and extend an invitation to, I was not going to do this, but Holy Spirit gave me permission to do so. I have something very important that I need to share with you all as my family. Not long prior to Demarie's passing, for those of you that know, I spend a lot of time with my bishop and his fellowship. And he suggested that it was time for me to be promoted. And in the month of July, I will be getting ordained in the state of Maryland. And I'm not sure who all is interested, but I wanted to extend the invitation if anyone would like to travel as we go through the ordination process, which means I, this is funny to me, have to wear ordination clothes. I have to wear regalia, which I had to Google it. I have never been noted or known to be religious in apparel, but I do understand order and structure. I do understand the importance of having been officiated by a reputable man or woman of God, whatever God chose. And so I will be ordained as a pastor on July 26, 2024. I'll say out of my own, I think having been mind blown, who would have thunk it? Although it is the function that I've been operating in for years, I did not have a plight. And if you know anything about pastoring, I don't think anybody desires to do it. I think it's just something that happens in the heavens and is manifested on the earth and is to be witnessed by those that surround. So if anybody is interested, we are starting to make travel arrangements to be there. The convocation is actually from the 22nd through the 26th. And so I wanted to say it publicly. And I would love for those that are interested in going to make the arrangements to go. There's enough time that if, in fact, you want to make travel plans, you can. So, okay, Jesus, I said it. There's that. Moving right along. The other day, somebody sent me something, and it forced me to go into a different level and different layers of study, only because the word tells us that we must know his word, to meditate on it both day and night. We are still in the series on this 24th day of April, still in the series of the power of agreement. And my prayer is that people have been altered in their thinking, altered in their mindset, in their state of even processing how powerful it is to be accompanied by a group of believers. And as I listened to this passage of scripture, it made me go a little bit further in as to not just understand it, but to eat it, to eat the whole scroll, and to really understand and know the power of what we do Monday through Friday as we dialogue about the might of God, about the counsel of God, about the wisdom of God, about the power and authority of the God that we say we serve. More often than not, we would refer to this particular passage of scripture concerning wherein we have robbed God. But the reality is that if you continue to read, there is far more to the story. It's more than bring all your tithes and offering into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. It's more than how have you robbed God in tithes and contributions. And it's more than you are cursed with a curse for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. It actually tells us about the fact that there is what's called a book of remembrance. Now, for those of you that are new to the faith, new in your walk, we talk about the legal ramifications of having relationship with God, understanding and knowing that this isn't just a storybook. It's not just something we refer to in an effort not to sin, but these are laws, principles, and precepts. It's a legally binding document. Everything in the Word of God is predicated on the laws that govern the earth. Without that knowledge, we kind of refer to and or digest it as a good tool to use perhaps to live. But the truth is, this is a contract. And every book represents different moments of legislation in the natural and in the spirit. When you understand that, you start to adjust your heart and your thought process toward the truth of the Word of God being not just made manifest in your life, but that there is an obligation that the Word give an answer in the natural and in the spirit that has the potential, has the probability to propel you into purpose, right? And the only thing that's necessary in most cases is that we agree with what the Word of God says because it is a law-abiding process, right? We have a responsibility to know the Word of God as to adjudicate how we operate in the earth. I know I just said a lot. I felt like I said a lot. If you know that running a red light is illegal, it makes you govern yourself based on what it is that you see. If you understand that a yellow light means to slow down, not to speed up, it means to yield, pay attention to what's coming on the left and on the right, it gives you a navigating system through local city streets. If you realize that you have travel plans and the airplane is scheduled to leave at 3 p.m., you know that you can't get there and make it to the flight on time because you will have missed it. Those are parameters. Those are boundaries. Those are schedules. Those are moments in time that one of two things happen. Either we take advantage of the knowledge that we have, the preconceived idea that we have that things are scheduled and done in a timely and orderly fashion, so is the Word of God. It gives you the necessary information. The problem occurs then when we don't take advantage of that predetermined information. This Word of God is established
to manage and maintain our lives in such a way that, number one, we bring glory and honor to God, but number two, that our journey is made not just sufficient, but effective, not just effective, but thorough, not just thorough, but promise keeping and fruit yielding. The truth is, if you take a look around, even people that are in the world, they govern their lives according to different thought processes and systems and structure. This word gives us the same thing. We're still talking about the power of agreement. The world operates on its own axis, but it also has multiple different layers and levels of legislation that are operating behind the scenes. There are systems and structures that make sure that we are either one of two things. Either we cooperate with those systems and that structure, or we end up breaking the laws, right? And then we end up not experiencing the outcomes that are necessary for our lives to be elevated, for for promotion to occur, right? If you look at people who lack luster or may live their lives very haphazardly, you notice that they never really manifest the true fruit of diligence or hard work or effort. They're never really those that are able to say, okay, because I did this, then that happened, right? And so even as I am in the process of becoming and growing, I'm learning the more how important it is to have an insight concerning the Word of God in my life. Right. What I notice is the more I agree with what this word says about me, the greater my outcome. The more identity begins to be revealed, the more I start to navigate the truth of these promises and apply them to my life. The more healing work I do, the more darkness I attack with the truth of the Word of God, the things that are in my heart that keep me separate from Him, the more He magnifies my need for Him, the more He magnifies my need for grace, the more He magnifies my need for deliverance and healing, and the more work that I do based on the truth of this word. Now, mind you, all of it is all established and predicated on grace and mercy, but having a knowledge of who I am, what I am, and why I am gets to certify me for the what I am for. Right? All of us have a what are you for? What is your responsibility in the earth? What is your obligation in the earth? How are you contributing to the shift in Matthew 6:9-13? Right? That when we pray, we ought to pray like this: Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, magnified, glorified, justified be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy is in heaven. We talked about that last week, right? When we begin to hallow the name of God, when we begin to reverence who He is, why He is, what He is, He starts to establish us in who we are, what we are, and why we are. And so here we are with a word from the Lord on today. I promise I was not going to teach this, but I trust you, Holy Spirit. This is Malachi, the third chapter, the 16th verse, third chapter, 16th verse. It says, then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another, period. Let me stop right there. Then those that hallowed, that reverenced, that honored, that glorified in, who feared the Lord spoke with one another. That sentence in and of itself, it does not say we prayed. It does not say we fasted. It does not say we worshiped. It says we spoke with one another. That means our idle, our conversation, the content of our vernacular, our words, our cadence, our tone, our inflection. We spoke with one another. And then it says, the Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him and those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. Let's put a period right there. That's just one particular verse. It says that just because we were chopping it up, we were talking about the goodness of the Lord, we were conversing one with the other about how faithful he's been, how glorified he is in our lives, how magnified his goodness is in our lives. We were just having a conversation, and then the Bible says that he paid attention to them. He overheard us chopping it up. He understood that we fear him, that we trust him, that we love him back, that we know that he's faithful. We know that he's good. We know that he's kind. We know that he's majestic. We know that he's omnipotent. We know that he's all powerful. Hallelujah. We know that he's all seeing. We know that he is. I am that I am. There are only a few occasions where we hear in the word of God, well, there are multiple occasions where we hear that God was provoked by the power of his people knowing who he is and reverencing him as the sovereignty, reverencing him as the end all to be all, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the start and the finish. We understand that without him, there is nothing. Without him was nothing made that wasn't made. And because of how we reference him, because of how we chit-chat about how good he is, he took note of it. It provoked him to hear and to not just hear, but his response was that he wrote it down. Let me ask you a hard question this morning. If God were to be eavesdropping on your conversation, what would he have the ability to write down that you said? Would you be able to provoke him to write something down? Knowing that there's a scripture that says specifically that we're responsible for every idle word that we use. But what if the words that you use talked about a majestic God? A God that operates in all power. What if the things that you said and shared gave honor to him, gave glory and homage to him as being the only true and living wise God? Could you imagine the response of him listening to your conversation about that wayward son, that obscure relationship with your parents or a loved one, family members? Could you imagine what he said concerning how you've been mistreated on your job or overlooked in a ministry? Can you imagine him having insight and intel on the things that you feel like are unjust? I can, in my sanctified imagination, see God hearing my disdain about the loss of my child and saying, I understand that you know all things, that you are the God that governs the whole entire earth. But God, if you want me to do what it is that you need me to do, I need you to manage this scenario like only you can. And I need, at least, if nothing else, God, it'll give me the greatest peace and the greatest liberation in continuing this journey to contend for the faith, not just for myself, but for others. We're still talking about the power of agreement, because I can have a conversation with myself, but he didn't say, even though there are times in the word, especially with the woman with the issue of blood, it says, and she muttered to herself. He heard her muttering, and the child, Hannah's son, as he sat in, the Shulamite woman, her son sat on the side and he cried, and it says, and God heard the child's cry. God is listening to us. He cares about the little bitty things. He cares about the things that you think nobody knows. He understands what those things mean, right? But listen to 17, what it says. It says, and they, not he, not she, it says, and they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possessions. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. And then once more, you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. But the contingency of the caveat in this particular paragraph, in this particular passage, is denoted by the fact that then those that feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. Our responsibility is to carry this trough, to carry this cross, to carry this message, to carry this understanding, and to encourage one another along the journey on such a consistent basis that we provoke God, not just to hear us, but to write it down. My prayer is that you would say something in a communication with someone that gives glory and honor to God in such a way that you shake him off of his throne into your life, into your circumstances, into your situation, into your understanding, into your intellect, into your heart posture, into the places and the crevices that you think you're hiding from God, so that he can give you not only reciprocity, but that he can start to shift and change even how you think of him paying attention to you. Do you know that God is paying attention to us? He's watching us as we go to and fro during the course of our day. He's listening to how we refer to him. He is leaning in to how we understand him and the reality that we have access to this great and awesome God. We have some stipulations that were already in place. They were already established to take you into places of promise and prominence that you can't even fathom without that understanding. But it is good to have relationships. It's good to have acquaintance and connection with people who honor and reverence God, because we create moments to call him majesty. We create systems and cycles of effective communication. You got to have some people that'll send you a text that says, listen, I've been meditating and fasting and praying for this particular thing to happen. See, those are the moments where we as a unit, we as a body, a group of believers can provoke God off his throne, provoke him into our situation, put a mandate on heaven that demands a response. When we lift our Father up, those quick conversations that you have that you think don't mean anything, I want to tell you this morning that God is listening to the young and to the old. I make moments and opportunities to talk about the sovereignty of my God, even in the processes of my painful seasons, and I've had a plenty. But it does not negate that he is faithful. It does not change or transform that he is kind. It does not take away from the fact that he is an all-seeing, all-knowing, almighty God. It doesn't change the truth. And the truth is, we are walking into a season where the word of God is really all that we have to stand on. But our unified understanding, our collective agreement of the fact that he is good, even in the days where we don't see clearly, in the moments where we can't necessarily understand, just to reverence him, just to honor him, brings a different level of peace. It brings a different level of understanding. It restores your joy, restores your strength. If I don't know anything else, I know that the enemy's ultimate goal is, if he can isolate you. If he can isolate you, he can shut your mouth. If he can shut your mouth, you won't have opportunities to make known his great name. You won't have moments where you're able to sit and chop it up with sister so-and-so or brother such-and-such and tell them about the goodness of our God. But I need you to get, it is time for us to talk about this God we serve. It's time for us to tell anybody that will listen, if given the opportunity. Now, I ain't saying be weird. I ain't saying be strange. I ain't saying, you know, just walk around talking about God to when it's not invited. But I believe that we are walking into a season where God is going to create moments, create opportunities for us to have conversations that bring reverence to his name. I believe that he's going to do it in such a way that it's going to blow your mind. It may catch you off guard, but that's solely designed for him to hear you, for him to write it down, and for him to make it happen, right? I believe that we are walking into a time and a period where people need hope. People need to be reminded that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It doesn't take just me. It takes us as a unified body agreeing that this is my testimony, that no matter what has transpired, God has been faithful. This is my story, that no matter what I've experienced, it does not change that he's a God that cannot fail. He can do anything, in fact, but fail. Those are the types of conversations that God is listening to, that he's overhearing, and that he's writing down. It's the ones that gossip about sister so-and-so, that tell all of brother such-and-such business. It's the conversations that are out of the way and irrelevant that never get his attention. I want to say this morning before I close, I want you in this season to watch what you say. Watch who you say it to. Watch what you're talking about. And keep in mind that God is always listening, but that you have the power to cause him to listen and to narrate and write down what it is that you say. See, when he writes it down, it's collateral. It's in the books. It is something that can be referred to. It's that thing that you'll see when judgment day comes and that big screen is up and he replays your life for you over and over and over and over and over again. I want to tell you to agree to watch your mouth. Watch what you say and who you say it to. And when given the opportunity to testify to his goodness, don't hold back, don't refrain, don't restrain yourself, but go all in, because there might be a moment where you provoke him to hear you and write it down. That being said, listen, I hope I said something that encouraged you. I hope I said something that reminded you that God is listening to every word that you say, and it takes a nation to lift his name, to reverence his name in order to provoke him. If you look at any of the stories in the Bible, no leader did anything alone. Right? No one that was sent to change the nation did anything alone. There are so many leaders on this line that I know of for a fact. God is waiting on you to arise. And even if it's for nothing other than discipleship purposes, know that somebody is looking for you to testify to God's goodness. Somebody is leaning and depending on the Father to send somebody just like you with a word in their mouth that will give them hope, that will restore them back to fellowship with the Father. We are given moments on a consistent basis to cry aloud and to spare not in the event and effort that somebody would know him in the pardon of their sins, that somebody would come running crying, "What must I do to be saved?" For all you know, you are the catalyst to that transformation in their lives. You are the reason that nothing in their life will ever be the same. There are moments in time that God has carved out for us to be strong and courageous, for us to testify to the things that he has carried us through. Surely he's carried you through enough that you have a story to tell. Well, Dion, my life hasn't been that hard, but I guarantee you this. Maybe it hasn't been super hard. You testify to the level that God has delivered you. It may just be that your self-esteem was low and you didn't believe anything that the word said about you, and he delivered you from that and made you know that you are perfect, that you are the apple of his eye, that he loves you and there's nothing you can do to change that. Maybe that's the only testimony you have. Don't deduce how you convey your message because you don't feel like it's grand enough. Well, Dion, I haven't been saved that long. And isn't it true that God kept you even though you didn't reverence and honor him? That alone is a testimony that you're still here to recover and to recoup the time, right? He restores time. It's our responsibility to own our story, no matter how vast or how grand, how little in your eyes it may be. To other people, when David was managing and maintaining sheep, killing a lion, a tiger, and a bear, and even though they knew he did it, that story may have been small, but it contributed to the greatest battle, the one that we refer to 2,000 years later, of him killing Goliath because he rehearsed with the little things according to man's understanding and thought process, managing sheep as if that was irrelevant. Don't let the enemy trick you into thinking that your story is not enough. We're still talking about the power of agreement. Our responsibility is to agree with what heaven is saying of us. Some of us are living out the story that we have shared in communicating one with the other. We are walking in what we say. Watch your mouth. Be careful what you contribute to in conversation. Note that God is always listening. It's not my opinion, it's written. For it is written, and the Bible says. And so I want you to get in the habit of having conversations with people who reverence God the way you do, and or better, stronger, more intentional about communicating in such a way that it will impact your life because you've impacted the heart of the Father. All we're trying to do is get to the right heart posture, y'all. We're trying to get to the right place spiritually so that we can live out our purpose, so that we can leave legacy in the earth, so that our lives testify to the goodness of the Lord. If your name never makes it in up in lights, child, don't nobody care. But if my name makes it to the ear of the Father, it provokes him in such a way that he hears and responds, everything in my life has the potential, the probability to change. So as I stated earlier, I hope I encouraged somebody. I hope somebody is inspired to have conversations that testify of his goodness. But more importantly, I hope that you're inclined to learn the word of God for yourself, to study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, so that your steps are in complete alignment with what heaven has already jotted down about who you are. I believe that some things are changing. I believe that some consciousness is taking place. I believe that some awakenings are happening in our lives, so much so that we won't miss time, that we won't say, I shoulda, coulda, would have done, but that we would walk in and operate in the full manifestation of his truth, his love, and his power so that others might know him. Amen. It's the time that we have set aside to open up the call again. We always start with the men, just honoring them as head. We also go into inviting those of you that may have just joined the call, or maybe this is just your first time speaking, you've been around a while, but we want to give you all an opportunity to say good morning, starting with the men first, and then we'll do an all call after those two things have been addressed. If there are any men that want to say good morning, great morning, men of God.
Yo. Good morning,
yo,
everybody.
Yo. Good morning. Any other men want to say good morning? Amen. Well, anybody before I move on?
Good morning, God morning, great morning.
Good morning, God morning, great morning. Any of the new callers, or maybe somebody this is your first time speaking, you want to say something this morning? Amen. All right.
Good morning.
Hey, Cindy. Good morning. Good morning. Is this your first time speaking?
It's my second, and I'm proud of myself for getting up, and your message was perfect, and thank you for doing this and serving, and thank you. This is great.
Amen. Very good. Well, we're grateful to have you, Miss Cindy. Thank you for joining us, but more importantly, thank you for speaking up. It's great to hear your sound. I'll just say, as always, keep coming, keep coming. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Very good. Amen. Ali, Ali, Oxen Free, y'all.
Good morning, Dion. It's Pretty.
Hey, Pretty. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning,
Dion. It's wonderful.
Hey, wonderful Wanda. Good morning.
Good morning, joyful.
Good morning, Dion.
It's Glorious.
Hey, Glorious. Good morning.
Good morning, Dion.
This is Dedicated.
Hey, Dedicated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's Moxie. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, Mox. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hey, hey, hey. Anybody else? All right, questions, comments, commentary.
Hey, hey, Grace, good morning. It's Bree Bree.
Hey.
I absolutely enjoyed the declaration. He said something first. Like, I was waiting and hovering over my mute button because the declaration this morning literally had me charged up and in tears all at the same time. I feel like God has been strategically in position to bring him up in the most common places. When I work with Tiger, I always feel like I'm under scrutiny. Like, I've been waiting because I think they set me up. I feel sometimes scenarios present and I feel like I'm being punked. I have taken on training and interns and new clinicians coming in, and God bless me with a young lady who just graduated from a Baptist university. I got a Mormon intern. And so it's like, I have to talk about God. Last week, I had somebody show up, a
a sister show up, and you have been talking about yoga, and she was a yoga instructor, and you know, she was talking about all of these are training opportunities that I have to train these interns on. And as she was talking, she said, yeah, and I was doing my conjuring work. And I was like, whoa. Say that again.
Right.
And I could hear you say, oh, you're a witch. But, you know, I can't say that.
Right.
I
really
right. How to say it and then how to train them afterwards, well, how to deal with it. And yesterday I was sitting with a 20-year-old man. He's white. That's context. And he believes he's a woman. He's a woman. He's going to transition into a woman. And he has a mother wound. You know, that's my wheelhouse. And so it's time for him to move out. His mother is really mentally ill and abusive. It's time for
I need you to adjust your phone because I need us to hear everything you're saying. You muffled.
Okay. I'm sorry. I said he's 20 years old. He's white. His mother has some mental illness, and she's really, really emotionally and verbally abusive. So it's time for him to move out and go to college. And so we were talking about preparing him for that, and he began to say he's not ready because leaving means he'll never have a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, leaving means he gets to pursue his transition to a woman. Right. And so I'm talking to him, and I started to say, if I could grant you one wish, and then I took that back. I said, no, I don't want to say it like that. And then I said, if I could give you a gift, and then I looked at him, and I heard Coach Don Staley say, the God I serve. She was like, let's get it.
Yeah.
I said, I'm saying like this, and I hope I don't get fired. But I'm praying that the God I serve opens the eyes of your heart so that you can see love and receive it. I started standing up in my chair before I knew it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was done. I was looking for Sunday Care to bring me some water. He was sitting there with his eyes wide open.
Poor little baby.
And then I had to hit him with a therapist. Tell me what you're thinking.
I would have paid money to be there.
Oh my goodness. But God is literally presenting and putting me in spaces where I have to bring him up and speak well of him. Don't just bring him up, but speak well of him. So I'm charged up. I'm waiting for the next opportunity. I love you. Thank you so much.
Amen. And that's how we should feel. We should be looking for opportunities to bring up our God. We should be looking for moments to talk about him, not just so that we experience his goodness, but those that we are assigned to testify of his goodness to, that their lives will be altered, that their lives will be changed because of this awesome and terrible God we serve. He is high and lifted up. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Bri. Anybody else?
Oh, that was good. That was good. Oh, Bri, that was good. Hey, D, I think about, because Bri is clinical, and when I used to be in the clinic, how God would send opportunities to us to show himself. And he would be like, you going to say what I told you to say? You going to do what I told you to do? I was worried about my job, because if they escort me out, I know they was going to be escorting me right back to wherever he said goes next. And I believe God in every situation. And some of those situations are just plain, cut, dry, just bold and 5D, not 3D, 5D, and it'll just show itself out. So that was good, Bri. I know what you're talking about. Ooh, to God be the glory. Mm-hmm. We will never be quiet concerning the things of God. Never. I don't care what platform we're on. I don't care who it is. If they are high, whatever their stature position, never, never close your mouth. Ah,
yeah.
Ooh, glory.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is wonderful.
Good morning. Hey, wonderful.
Did I discuss
good morning.
Somebody else?
Nope,
okay.
You're good.
Great declaration. I'm in here getting ready for work. And I'm in the mirror, and you bring up the laws and the governing of the world. And red lights. And yesterday I ran a red light. And I had time to stop. I had time to slow down. I was going to be late for work. And I said, God, I'm going to run this red light. And I ran the red light. And once I ran the red light, of course, panic set in. to look back to see if any cop car was coming or whatever. But just you saying it, and I know that God speaks through you with your message, and it was like for me. And I take risks like that, and I'm a commercial driver. So if I get pulled over, it's all bad. I pay double the ticket that everybody else paid. And I do that. I do those types of things on a regular. I'm just gonna keep it 100. I don't think about the price of the ticket. I don't think about, you know, the fine or any of that. I think in the moment. And then you were talking about keeping your mouth closed and watch who you're talking to. And you brought up the job, and, you know, a while back I was going through it with my job, and they were messing with me, and I had union meetings with two different people, and God was sitting right next to me, and I aced that. And day before yesterday, one of the people that I thought we were cool, I thought everything was kosher, like a pickle.
That part.
She opened her mouth, and Lucifer, literally, horns came up. It was just me and her in the room, and it was so clear and vivid that it kind of scared me, the things that she said about me. And I was just, you know how you'd be like, wow, I didn't know you felt that way. Like, and in the moment, God said, shut up. Don't say anything. And of course, when something happens to me, I need to go tell somebody and somebody else, because don't you know what happened to me and my feelings was hurt. And I didn't do that this time. And it's just, for me, it's discipline and just awareness of God showing me who I'm next to, who really and what they really think of me. And it's really jealousy. That's what it is. That's basically what she said. You get everything you want since you've been here, and we're going to just do it one this way. And I was like, whoa. I was like, that's why you're taking a jab at me. You asked me a question, I answered the question. So it just really, it kind of threw me off. And, you know, now it's like, I'm just quiet at work. I just say, hi, how you doing? And I don't even want to engage in conversation because I feel like they're hovering all around me, if you know what I mean. But good message. Good message. I just love when I get fed on something. You know, I was talking to my sister last night, and basically everything that I share with her, you reiterated this morning. So I know it's from up above. So just thank you. And I love you. Have a great day.
Amen. Love you too, sweetheart. Have a wonderful day today. Amen. Anybody else?
This is Joyful. Hey, two Joyful. Things. Oh, and never too far, Naeem. Bless the Lord.
Hey, Naeem.
thank you for your message and your meditation. Can you eat your toast, please? Jesus. I have really been sitting with some things, and this morning had a conversation with my sister, and just I want to share this to help myself and to help others, that while there may be people in your life that are beneficial, if it's not the kind of conversation that is producing what you want in your life, you're going to need to make some adjustments. Don't be frustrated. Don't be mad. People love you from where they are and giving you what they can. But when you know you need more, you will continue to be frustrated to stay in places that are not giving you what you know you need. So just change seats. Go ahead and make the adjustment. And I'm saying this to you, to me, but y'all just are hearing. But I perhaps there may be somebody else that needs to know that. And then I want it to be a crosswalk in the call, because I heard Mother Leomia speak a couple of times, and her voice was buried under others. And so I wanted to use some of my share time, if she's still on, to say hello, because I heard her. I know you may have heard her, but I know she didn't get to do her greeting. So Mother, if you're there, you can have some of my time.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say good morning and tell Dion I enjoyed her decoration. I love you guys, and thank you for your prayers. Keep
Dion. We love you, too.
Congratulations to you. My prayers
thank you, Mother.
I'm praying that I can be in Richmond. I have to get the dates from Gloria, but I'm praying to God that I can be there. Love you guys.
Amen. Love you too. Get well, Mother. Get well. That's all we care about. Take good care of yourself. Amen. Anybody else? Questions, comments?
Good morning, Dion. This is Tracy.
Good morning, Trace.
Good morning. Thank you. First of all, congratulations. I'm going to be there. I'm going to make arrangements for my job so I can come and support, because my godbrother went through the same thing. So your regalia, when you said regalia, you had me cracking up because I was like, child.
I was like, now what I got to put on? Oh, God.
But I just want to say that I thank God for you, and I thank God for you being obedient. And I thank God for allowing me to be connected to this call, to you and the words that of wisdom that have enhanced my life to get me closer to God. And when you talked about watching your words, it's true. I'm always mindful and very cognizant now than ever before of what I'm saying, to the point that one of my family members, we're not talking because he said, are you the word police now? Every time I talk to you. And I said, no, I'm just grown. I'm not in the same space. We're no longer kids. I'm almost 60 years old. I'm not 25 where you can say certain things or tell me certain things because he's going through a divorce. I said, I will support that. I said, did you hear what the word of God says about marriage? I said, I can't say anything negative about my sister, about my cousin-in-law, because I love her. That's my sister. You guys got to go to God and figure that out on your own. I could just tell you that I'll be here to listen. I'm not going to ride around like I was upon a time. I'm not that same person. I said, everything I do and say is accountability. I have to be, I want to do the right thing. That's my motto with everybody. All I have to do the right thing. The consequences of my actions, I cannot afford that. I have somebody greater than I. That is God that watches over me. And everything we do, he's going to hold me accountable. So I have to be careful. So one time I said, I'm in my feelings, so I retract that. Right away, God, please forgive me. I told my best friend, I said, you guys got to figure it out how you're going to do it. You got to take it before the Lord, and you both need to pray. And all I could do is be here to listen, but I can't say anything negative because I can't deal with the accountability. I don't, you know, I want to say thank you for always talking about watching your words, because it is so true. Thank you again.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations, Pastor Dion.
Lord, thank you. That sounds so stupid, but thank you. It sounded stupid for a really, really long time, but to say it for real sounds just as crazy. But amen. I agree with heaven.
Amen. So on that day, I got a chance to witness to a young man that had some church hurt, that was having pain in his heart about the Catholic priest that messed with the little boys. And I said, wait. And he talked about how he went to college and how religion. I said, but that ain't what this is. That we don't. I said, I hear you. But I just asked you, could I pray with you? Right? And in the prayer, I just asked God to reveal himself to him, that all those hurts will be removed, and that God will make himself known to this young man. Tears start coming down his eyes. I said, God, I pray that you will reveal him yourself to him in a way that only he would know that it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. by the time it was Jeff, I, and another young lady praying with this man, and by the time we got done, he was smiling. He was crying, but it was a good cry that was necessary mm-hmm. and needed. And I'm grateful because I watched what I was careful in what I said because of the hurt that he had experienced in his past. And he said, it wasn't me that was touched, but some friends of mine that were touched. But you can tell mm-hmm. that it was some painful memories and painful areas. And I thank God that I was able to witness to him and pray with him on Saturday.
So amen. It was good.
Thank you for your declaration this morning. God bless you. I love you, sis.
God bless you. I love you.
Hey, Pastor. D-double. That don't sound crazy. That sound like, yeet. I'm going to put a yeet behind Pastor Yeet. Wow, this morning, sis. There's been so much going on. So the reminder to watch what we say, watch what we listen to, all of that, words are so, so, so powerful. So just the other day, I was talking to one of my acquaintances, because I'm learning that, but even use titles differently. And she's getting ready to be wed for the second time. And it's good, do what you do, but all she's talking about is the cost of the this and the that. And I said, are you excited about the marriage or just the wedding? And I'm no shade because my first one was a mess. And she was like, well, no, because, you know, he do this and he do that. All she's talking about was the material things that this new husband will be able to do for her. And I said, you know, you might really want to pray and check your heart posture, because I'm going to tell you something. It's more to this thing than that big old wedding. Because after that, it's a marriage involved. Y'all have, you know, it's a lot more to it. I'm not talking about what I read. I'm talking about what I know. So make sure you understand better, worse, all of that, what it comes to. And then stop talking to so many people about what you're doing. Because the enemy's, you know, he's paying attention. And so just be mindful of that. And then she said, well, yeah, because you got everything and you know everything. And then she started attacking me. I said, no, I'm not even saying it like I got it all together. Trust me, I don't. I said, but I have learned to watch what I say and what I do. I said, when it comes to marriage, because I am a number two, I have to learn too. This mouth can get you in so much trouble. And so you're not going to get blessed. And we were talking about that yesterday. If all you're doing is talking and saying stuff unnecessary and then, you know, getting in packs and, no, be careful. This thing on our face, this little slit, because they talking about, I have no big lips, so I don't care. We got to be careful what we say, who we say it to, mm-hmm. what we agree to. And I do this. I have to. So whoever this helps, I hope it helps somebody. Every now and again, I got to go pull that wedding tape out. And I got to listen to what the pastor was saying that I was sitting up there saying, yeah, I agree with all that. Because it's not a joke. Mm-hmm. It's not for play. And that even goes into children rearing. And for me right now, y'all, because I help and I share a lot of my stuff. But if you knew how many single women that I pour into, y'all would think I was Oprah. Because I bless them because I know what it's like to be, you know what I'm saying, to have to get to work. Mm-hmm. You don't have no gas and all that kind of stuff. I didn't even realize how many young mothers I was helping until I was like, dang, I did that, because I'm starting to get them telling me thank you for the, and you know, when you do it from your heart, it doesn't even, you're not keeping ledgers, I guess is what I'm saying. So I'm just saying with mm-hmm. everything that we do, God is watching. He knows what we're saying, know what we're doing. So just be mindful. And Pastor, I'm so excited. And just let me know if I'm going to sing on the 22nd and the 26th, right? Both of them? Okay, I love it.
Yeah, both. Opening and closing. You're going to open and close, D. You play too much.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Trina.
Good morning.
Hey, Trina. Good morning.
Love you. Love you.
I want to share a short story. Yesterday, I have a client. And a private client, he's 92 years old. He's been bedbound since probably about 4 years. So only thing that's wrong, only thing he has is like arthritis, not maybe to move his legs because he's been bed bound. But now he can get up, sit up on the bed, and he also can get up by the walker and walk a little bit and pivot to the wheelchair. Okay, so I took him yesterday to the table, and he opened up to me about him being bear bound. So he's hurt because he was accused of that, being like that, because because he's always active in tennis and everything. So he was opening up to me, and I was just listening. And he's Jewish. And so I know I'm there to be a light in a dark place. And so I've been with him for years, about 5 years. And so he opened up to me, and I'm asking, Lord, what can I say to him? Because I know he can walk. And I know it's in his mind, too. And he's claiming about, the arthritis, because he's saying it's generation, because his mother had arthritis. But I'm saying, he can walk. And I know he can walk. And so I said, okay, Lord, what can I say to him? But I did open up to him, and I was sharing about the Bible a little bit. Did mention about Jesus, because they don't believe in Jesus. But I did say about Jesus, because I know God can heal him, and I know he can get up and walk. So I just want to share that. But I thank God for the opportunity that I can share with him. I know it's going to be more times I can open up to him and get his confidence and his belief up that he can get up out of that bed and start walking. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that's what we're here for, to be a light. Be a light in dark places. Amen. God be praised.
Auntie.
Hey, good morning.
Auntie.
Yes.
It's about dog time. Oh, it's another word I wanted to call you, but I already said it.
Stay safe, little girl. You better stay safe.
Oh, what is this? What is this? Okay. Because what?
Turn up. I got to wear regalia, Ray.
This is about to be so funny. Listen, as long as this is nowhere near my cruise, I'm coming, and I'm coming just to see you wear the outfit, period, because you've already been doing the work. You've been passing. I want to see you in the outfit. I just want to see you. I want to see you in the tab, whatever you're putting on. I want to see it. And I hope they told you to put on the worst one. Like, I really do, because
right.
You deserve that opportunity.
So mean. You're so mean. After I've been calling them Halloween costumes probably for at least 20 years.
Listen, this is so good to me. This is so good to me. Well, other than that, oh, look at you. You did it. You did it, Joe.
Raven, we're praying that she has to wear the one with all the pieces. Like
with everything.
Tallest.
I want some medallions coming off.
The waist belt and the neck.
Right.
He need to look like the Pope at this point. Like,
that's so
he
mean.
He need to dress up like the
that's
Pope.
That's so mean.
Because
that's what it's
like,
going to look like. That part.
That's what happens when you take so long.
Yeah, dress light because you got layers.
Listen, be telling us to give God a yes, and now look at you. You giving God a double yes, huh?
Huh? You're so petty.
This is eating me alive. Oh, I'm about to text you a picture of yourself because I know this is how you're going to look. Ooh, this is so good. Anyway, congratulations, Pastor. Just tell me when I can join your church because I'll be first in line, period. Bless. Goodbye.
That's so mean. That's so mean.
Heck of funny. Raven, put it in the room. Put the picture in the room. I need to see it too. Or text it to me.
We're going to roll deep. We can all be there to see her in her regalia.
That
Here
is so
is.
Funny. That is too hey. Funny.
Hey, Dion. This is Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Listen, I'm so glad to hear I'm not going to be the only one that has to put on the whole regalia thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen, don't be like I was last month and I forgot what day it was. But it was okay because the bishop forgot too, so it was all good. But everybody else had on hand. Yeah, so it was all good.
Oh, and you didn't have on your suit.
No, ma'am, I didn't have my suit on.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then wait till they tell you to have their different suits for different things. Oh, wait. Well, you in for it.
Listen,
enjoy.
You should
enjoy.
see me with my notepad. I was like, okay, now what that mean?
Right.
What I'm supposed to call that? What you say is a Cassock? Well, how you?
Yep.
And listen, I'm talking about Kasa. He's no. Yeah, it's been pretty entertaining, I must admit.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I'm looking forward to being there. Is Baltimore? It's going to be in Baltimore.
It is.
Okay. Cool. Good. I am so excited for you, with you. Thank God, because I mean, it's just you've been doing it anyway. So it's all good. We just thank God for this process and the
formalities.
Yes, ma'am. The formalities. Mm-hmm. The formalities and of what's already done in heaven anyway. So I love you. Thank you for your share. And if you need any help figuring it out, don't call me.
Oh, God. Oh God.
You know, I wasn't, but I can't keep it to myself. This is passive. I wouldn't.
You so petty. Oh, you petty. Oh, you are petty. You could have just stayed on mute.
You could have just
went on ahead and stayed on mute for this show, but no, instead you got to be petty.
I got tears running down my
face. Whatever,
the
Tanya.
Joy. The joy.
Whatever.
This is what I want to say. When you opened your mouth and you started. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I know this is.
All right, Tanya.
I know this is.
Spit it out, Tanya.
Listen. I'm trying. It's just tickling me. I said, is she going to say Halloween costume? And you didn't.
Ooh.
I almost called you the other name I usually call you. You was whispering. I said, why is she whispering? We can all hear it. Change the fact that she got the word. All the things.
Your phone being ghetto. Your phone being ghetto because you ain't supposed to say nothing good.
Whatever.
Your phone is breaking you right
Bye.
On up.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Now. Yes. Yes. Anybody else? Uh-oh. I heard Pamela. Who else? I heard somebody else too. Who else was that? Go ahead, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
I heard, who said it was me? You whispering.
I'm not whispering.
Oh, it was Lisa.
Oh,
okay.
Lisa.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to say congratulations. You know, I knew all along this was going to happen.
Whatever, Pam. Whatever.
Just been waiting.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't care about anything you guys have to say. And I didn't want to say it, but I got told to say it, so I said it. So there, it said, all right? Regalia. Just forget it.
Well, I love you, and I'm so proud of you.
Amen. And it's, you know, here's the bigger thing. I understand that there is order in heaven. And it's one thing to be esteemed as a thing, but it's another thing for heaven to say it. So I for real, this has been the hardest thing that I've ever had to do. And I hate to say this out loud, but my son had to die for me to agree with heaven in real life. I've been fighting this oh, Raven, you are so petty. I've been fighting this for years and years and years. And to be very honest, the reason that I've been fighting it so heavily is because I struggle with women pastoring. And this is just me being honest, right? Mm-hmm. One of my bigger arguments was an uncovered woman. And I'm not saying that women can't pastor. I just ain't wanted to follow man. This just me being honest and transparent and talking about me. And so God has made it so that it has become easier. And not only that, but, you know, when you understand what you're called to, having a covering on several different levels was really important to me. I didn't want to be like a loose cannon because I understand there is order in heaven.
Right.
That makes sense?
Total.
That's all.
Total.
Yeah, that's all.
Mm-hmm. This is Lisa. I completely struggled with preaching for that very same reason because of what I had been taught. But when I came into a different level of understanding and the truth of the word of God and what he meant when he said what he said, when people use that against women and preaching and all that stuff, even though you know you've been called and have a gift to it, then I agree with God, right? So man can do whatever so that when I stand before him, I'm not in trouble for not doing what he said and obeying man rather than God. The truth is you've been operating in this for a while. It's just an announcement, no different than what God did to Jesus. This is my beloved son, hear ye him. This is a part of credential and being announced to the world to this thing that you've already known and already operated. What do you look like being called an evangelist and you never, ever witness and don't know how to save a soul? And not that you're saving it, but you don't know the scriptures to help someone and use the word, because it's the preaching of the word that saves souls, right? To help someone get saved. So operating in one thing and being called a thing is two different things. So it's just a matter of it having to be God. God has always been, like you said, and it comes out of your mouth all the time, a God of order, a God of principle.
Yeah.
The way that he does things. And I know we sometimes disregard it, but he ain't. He's not doing that.
Absolutely not. Right.
I don't care what we say or do or how we look at it or see it or feel about it. He is still a God of order and will shut us down for reaching out and touching that ark, and he told us not to. I don't care how good you are, you're going to die.
Exactly. Right.
But I wanted to say about your declaration. Listen, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I love when I found that scripture talking about we're ensnared by the words that come out of our mouths, right? We're trapped. We're literally kind of self-fulfilling speaking prophecies. We are having what we're saying. And we have the ability to speak those things that be not as though they were. When I started hearing those scriptures, I believed them, right? So I'm trying to be mindful of what I say. But God was also showing me, again, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So even if I don't say it, it's in my heart. He knows my thoughts are far off. He already knows what I'm thinking. So if I'm thinking, like Joyce Myers used to say, I'm that stinking thinking. If my thoughts are evil, my heart is evil, it's going to come out of my mouth. I'm not going to be able to help it. So the work of the heart has to be done. Yeah. So our hearts are the place, not just watching what we're saying. God, he already knows what we're thinking. And he gonna hold us accountable for that too, right? So dealing with our thoughts, because that's the thing that really shapes our behavior. If I'm always cynical and critical and religious in my mind and I don't deal with that stuff, I'm gonna be nasty and rotten and mean and bitter. And who wanna be that?
Man, listen, it's the whole truth and nothing but it.
Right, and I might look fine, but if my thinking ain't right, it's gonna show up.
We're gonna know about it.
it's gonna expose me at some point.
Maybe it's all your business before it's all over.
Listen, at the most inopportune time too, right?
Yes, indeed.
Right. Yeah. But his word does say we don't have to worry about being ashamed.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about that when we're doing what he's telling us to do, and not that we're perfect with it, but our heart and our intent is to be right before him. And so we wanted to share that. And congratulations. Look, we all already knew. It's just a matter of everybody else knowing now. It is what it is.
Yeah. Look, it will no longer be a secret.
All right, all right. Isn't much as given, much as required.
Hey, listen, I mean everything is required. You hear me?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Lisa. Anybody else?
Yeah, congratulations, Dion. This is Jubilant.
Thank you. Thank you, Jubilant.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, I was a little joking in my mind. It's like, I was thinking, you know, Jonah was running from a guy. I was going to call you Jonisha for a minute.
No. Not Jonisha. Yeah. I got a little Jonisha to me.
Anyway, yeah, I was thinking about what you were saying was so powerful and, you know, about our words. And I've been stuck on that little song, oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Careful, right. Little mouth, what you say. Because the Father above, he is looking down in love. So be careful, little mouth, what you say. I've been on that just since we started this whole covenant thing. I want to say that, you know, when you're talking about being a witness, being a light, you know, through this call, you know, getting revelation, I think we were talking one time about being, you know, how that scripture where it talks about how you are, you know, we're called from a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. And, you know, as throughout the call, I don't know, one time we were talking about it, and it's like I actually began to really understand my mission, right? Because prior to that, I was tired of my job. You know, I just couldn't find any joy to go to work. It was just, I was kind of going into a depressed mode, right? But once I started taking wind to like what that was actually saying, my mission changed. And when my mission changed, my mindset changed. And when my mindset changed, I was able to go to work. And now, I find joy going to work, not because of so much of the job, but because of the mission. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it took me a minute to even recognize that, you know, how subtly, like you said, her father or daddy's listening to us, right? It was subtle. It was like, it might have been maybe a year later that I realized, wait, I'm not even complaining no more. I'm like, okay, who are we going to talk to today, Dad? Like, who do you want me to minister to? Let me have my ears in tune to what's happening. Like, what they saying? So I can slide over there and, like, throw some, you know, some words of wisdom or whatever you put in my mouth. And that really has really changed the course of my, you know, as far as me, my whole perspective of work and stuff. You know,
that's
like, you know, and when you were saying you got to know who you are, you know, and also like be mindful what you say and also like who you're standing to and stuff like that. But, I just wanted to give that testimony. Like, you know, if we definitely dab into the word of God and like when it actually takes root, you see the transformation, and it's like subtle as you go, as they went. You know, you see the transformation takes place, and that's what happened to me with my job. I just wanted to say that.
No, but that's what happens though. It's the continuing in the faith and continuing in the practices of the truth of the Word of God that makes the difference. And you don't, the crazy part is you don't even realize that it's happening until it has happened. And then God begins to show you and share with you the difference. And as time goes on, you just start to, your whole thought process, the more you engage in the truth of the Word of God, the more things begin to transform in who you are. And it happens little by little, but it takes an effort. It takes a specific stride in order to do that. And we are responsible for it. It's really important. And again, that's what Holy Spirit does. You don't even realize, like, sometimes I look at myself and some of the responses that I have today in contrast the responses I had 2 years ago, let alone 10 years ago, that, you know, some of my thoughts are just not what they were once upon a time. I don't think the same. I don't move the same. I don't do the same things. I don't operate in the same ways. But I know it's not from any goodness of my own, but it's me putting on his righteousness. It is me understanding and knowing the truth of the word of God for my life in this season. And so, yeah, there's that. Amen. Anybody else? Thank you, Jude, for sharing. I heard somebody else trying to chime in right before she did. Who was that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tony. Thank God for another day just to be alive and just to tell him thank you. Congratulations. I don't even know you. I was Minister Jerry invited me to the call, I think about 3 years ago. As you all mm-hmm. call her Mama Jerry and I call her Sissy. I'm excited for you. Give honor where honor is due. I believe that. And you deserve it. You don't cut no corners. Even a 2 or 3 year old can understand when you come across with that word of God. You is quick, powerful, cut, do all that. So I thank God for you. But when you said, eat the scroll, the Lord had given me that scripture one day. And I'm like, eat the scroll. And then I went to the word of God and I saw it and it said, maybe bitter, maybe sweet. You have to warn the people of their actions. And if we don't warn them, then the blood is upon our hand. And if we do, then we're released and then it's on them. So you deserve it. And when you say isolate yourself, the devil causes you to isolate yourself. It doesn't take anything from you, no disrespect, but I isolate myself because people call themselves Christians. And when you begin to talk to them, and you tell them things, like me, myself, I tell them things, and they're like, wait, you're not supposed to say that? Well, why'd you say that? It's what I see. See what I say and say what I see. And so they get upset with me, so I'm like, no foolishness today. I just isolate myself mm-hmm. because I don't want to be bothered with the foolishness. So is mm-hmm. that okay to isolate myself even though I tell the truth and they're not ready to receive it and they're not, you know, they're supposed to be on that level and they call themselves a Christian and they're supposed to be seasoned in the word. Do I supposed to say, oh, I'm not supposed to say that? Oh, I said the wrong thing. But Mama Jerry always say, you watch what you say. Words have power. So
mm-hmm.
I believe that. And I listen to her.
I just,
you are a seer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just think it's not what you say. It's always who you say it to, and when people don't receive what it is that you say, the Bible tells us to shake the dust off our sandals. And so it's just, you have to get before your audience. You know, you're not meant to speak into everybody's life. I don't even trip no more. You know, when people argue or attempt to argue with me because I'm not doing the back and forth.
Right.
That's all. You know, I think that isolating yourself, there's a difference between being hidden and being isolated. Isolation is self-subjective. It is something that we decide to do to keep ourselves from getting hurt. But that is lording your life. We can't afford to do that. We leave that to God. Because listen, they didn't agree with Elijah when he showed up. They didn't agree with Jonah when he showed up, right? We still have an obligation to do what it is that we being called to do. And the reality is, if Christ was rejected, who you think you are? You going to get rejected too. I've had so many people that they didn't put me out per se, but they did everything that they could in their power to make sure I left because they didn't want to hear what it is that I had to say. And after a while, you stop taking it personal, but you don't get to isolate yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't get to do that. That's trying to be God. That's trying to prevent something. So I don't care if you don't like me, and I don't care if you don't agree with what it is that I said. I'm still going to say it. It's the whole entire truth. Now, I use discernment, too.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't.
I just regroup myself. When I isolate myself, I regroup and go back. Not to the same people, just go back out. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, don't have the energy to entertain it, period.
I understand.
Okay, good now.
Amen. Anybody else? Amen. Well, that being said, if nobody else has anything, it's about 10 minutes to 8. I pray that something that I said reminds you to watch your mouth, and also it reminds you to cry aloud and spare not. It also reminds you to make sure you're connected to people who agree with who God says you are, so that you create opportunities. That you are creating opportunities to testify of the goodness of the Lord. It is important. It is imperative that you are using your words effectively to honor our God, simply because He hears us. He hears every single word that we say, and we are held accountable for those words. And know that we don't have to protect ourselves. That's why He's our defender, right? That means we don't have to isolate ourselves. That we understand separation is one thing, but isolation is something totally different. And give God the room and the space to create the opportunities for you to testify of His goodness. I promise you, He will. This is not what I'm guessing. This is what I've experienced. And so, I pray that you have a day that's full of opportunities, full of moments, full of times where you are given the space and the room to tell of His goodness, because He is good, because He is a faithful God, and because He desires for us to open our mouths and to share with those that He has connected us with to consistently speak of His goodness. So that being said, y'all, listen, don't forget we're fasting today until 5 p.m. Pray to God that you have a wonderful day, that you are full of being open to who He is and the moments that He gives you to share, and that you continue to thrive to be the best you that you can be and agree with what heaven is saying about who you are. Love you all. Have a wonderful day, and I'll hear you all at 5 p.m. If not, I'll hear you tomorrow, 6 a.m. Have a great day, guys.
Love you all. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Have a blessed one.
Great day, everyone.